for the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm joined by Trinity University Assistant Women's Basketball Coach Marvin Walker. Trinity falling this evening in the final women's quarterfinal game, 65-55 to Millsaps College. Coach, first of all, just sort of your opening thoughts on how the game played out this evening.
Well, I thought Coach Bradley had a perfect game plan. I thought the kids executed the game plan, you know, defensively. Probably one of our best defensive efforts of the year. But, you know, the ball just wouldn't stay in the basket. Millsaps, you know, did a good job of making some adjustments. They made some shots. We missed some shots.
56-35 advantage on the rebounding boards there. Millsaps really crashed the boards hard. OKK had 21 rebounds. Morton had 16. They had 19 second chance points. Just speak to Millsaps' ability to seem to really crash the boards and how that made a difference in the game tonight.
I mean, they're big and athletic. I mean, you know, 24 is very, you know, she's very athletic, you know, very active. We talked about that, you know, in the game plan, you know, trying to keep her off the glass. But when, you know, you're as athletic as she is and as active as she is, it's easier said than done. And then, you know, I mean, they're just bigger.
Murphy Burns had another big scoring night, 22 points for her. Hannah Coley had 17, and Waylake with 11, those three in double figures. Just talk about those three girls' performances and how you thought they played out this evening.
Well, I feel like they've played like that all year. You know, Murphy, like you said, had another big night scoring. Hannah Coley, freshman, you know, she's had a big year putting the ball in the basket, you know, and Ann stepped up for us. She's, you know, she's a key player for us. And, I mean, even those three just had some baskets that, you know, what normally they make, pop, you know, went in and out. So, you know, at that point, you just kind of shake your head and go, you know, what do? You drop a play and the ball is put in the people's hand you want to score and the ball comes out. You know, what can you do?
Majors are an extremely athletic team. They put pressure on you from, you know, baseline to baseline, the whole length of the floor. They held Trinity to just 32.3% shooting. Just what was Millsaps doing defensively that was sort of, you know, getting the Tigers a little uncomfortable on the offensive end?
But I felt like we handled their pressure well. I mean, they're very athletic. They're very crafty. But I felt like, you know, we got the shots we wanted to get. We got the people who we wanted shooting, for the most part, shooting the ball. So I didn't feel like, you know, we didn't feel like that they did anything to keep us from doing what we were trying to do. You know, we just didn't make shots. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from them. They're very athletic. They're very crafty. But, I thought we had a game plan. I thought we executed it. Ball just didn't go in.
Finally, what did you and Coach Bradley address the girls, say to them in the locker room after the game?
We told them we're proud of them. And they're young. I mean, we got all freshmen and sophomores, one junior, you know, very young, you know, making the tournament. With that, you know, being that young is an accomplishment in itself. And we felt like, you know, the same thing I told you, we felt like that was our best defensive effort this year. We felt like, you know, we played well enough to win. Ball just wouldn't go in the basket.
Trinity University Assistant Women's Basketball Coach Marvin Walker again. The Tigers falling tonight 55-65 to Millsaps College, finishing out the season with a 9-17 record. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward.
All right, thank you.